safety of the trials that we would face, and it also talks about the frequency. It's just going to get progressively worse. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, hasten with the doing of good. In other words, don't take your Islam for granted. Give expression to your Islam before a time comes when there'll be so much of confusion that you would have no opportunity of doing any good. And then he spoke about the question of belief and disbelief. He said, "Yumsi mu'minan wa yusbih kafiran." And a person will wake up in the morning as a believer, and before sunset, he will leave the fold of Islam. وَيُمْسِي مُؤْمِنًا وَيُصْبِحُ كَافِرًا. A person will spend the evening as a believer, but get up as a kafir, as a disbeliever. يَبِيعُ People who help them cross and enter the different countries are Christians. People who granted them asylum and refuge are Christians. And they also believe that if they turn and become Christian, it would be easier to get asylum. But there are several reasons for people leaving the fold of Islam. One is that we should not read too much into newspaper reports about these mass conversions. Because the Quran speaks about this as a ploy from the Ahlul Kitab. Allah says in the verse that I recited before you, وَقَالَ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. A group from amongst the people of the book say, آمِنُوا بِالَّذِي أُنزِلَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Tell their people, as a strategy, believe in that which hours of the morning. وَقْفُرُوا آخِرَهُ. And before the sun sets, during the latter part of the day, people will be unsure of their faith. People will turn away, believing that there must be something wrong. Why are Arabs turning away from the faith? Why is the largest country in the country with the largest amount of Muslims suffering this kind of change? There has to be something wrong with Islam. But that's one reason. There are several other reasons for this prophecy of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam to come true, where he says a person will be Muslim in the morning and by the evening he'll be a disbeliever. This morning and evening shows the frequency. This will happen almost like a daily occurrence. And the reason for that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is they're going to barter away their faith. Now the reason, or some of the reasons for this irtidad, one is nifaq, hypocrisy. That people will have a cultural bond with Islam, not a spiritual bond with Islam. In other words, a person will be Muslim because he's born in a Muslim home. He's a Muslim because he lives in a Muslim society. He prays because socially he has to pray. He fasts because of social pressure. He does not identify with the teachings of Islam intellectually. He does not identify with the teachings of Islam spiritually. So he has a cultural bond with Islam. He is Muslim because of social pressure. He displays his Islam because of social pressure. And whenever a hardship falls, immediately he leaves the fold of Islam. That is one reason. Secondly, people have a material bond with Islam. What's a material bond of Islam with Islam? Allah says, "La yaghurrannaka taqallubul ladina kafaru fil bilad." That, O people, the apparent prosperity, freedom, and lifestyle of the disbelievers should not deceive you into believing that the disbelievers are rewarded for their disbelief and the Muslims are punished for their belief. Do not regard Islam as an insurance against hardship and difficulty. That won't happen. The sunnah of all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam was there to toil. There was struggle. That's characteristic of the believers. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had warned us and said, "Kad al-faqru yufdi ila al-kufr." That poverty will very nearly drive people to disbelief. So one reason for this turning away from Islam would be people will look at the disbelievers, the prosperity of the wrongdoers, and say, how is it that we are Muslim, but yet we do not enjoy the prosperity that disbelievers enjoy? Thirdly, The Muslim Ummah is facing a global crisis in terms of exposure. people, Muslims, are unable to reconcile what they see and what they believe in. And the reason behind this is we have regarded the acquisition of knowledge to learn about Islam as a duty that we owe to our children, not to ourselves. So we spend time ensuring that our children are educated. But we totally neglect reading, learning, and understanding our own faith as adults. So there's no intellectual bond with Islam. We are Muslim because we're born Muslim. How much of the Quran we understand? How much of time do we take to learn what is expected of us? Unfortunately, very little. The only exposure to most adults is probably the Friday lecture. No other process of talim. And iman is not static. Iman increases and decreases. And Muslims are beginning to suffer an identity crisis. They cannot reconcile their beliefs with their experiences. They cannot reconcile their beliefs with what they see globally happening in the Muslim world. And hence, they feel there must be a better alternate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our faith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our children's faith and make our khatima on iman. Wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillah. Thank you.